Hi, my name is Casey Ryback. I'm calling from C's customer service. I was looking for Samantha.
This is she.
This is actually a courtesy call because you're one of our best customers. I have some big news for you.
Oh, really?
Yes. Because you're such a regular shopper here at we actually wanted to reward you.
A reward? Like what?
Yep. A special sale just for our preferred patrons.
Oh,
that's a nice.
Sounds special.
Yeah, it's a nice little title, isn't it?
What is it all about?
So next Saturday, we're having a big seasonal sale. We're going to open the doors an hour early to only 10 of our best customers, and you're one of them.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
Does it sound good? Can you make it?
Yeah, I was actually already planning on going that day.
Well, perfect. We're actually going to have complimentary mimosas while you shop, and there's going to be a band there playing live music, too.
That sounds so awesome. Can I bring a girlfriend?
Of course you can. It's going to be a lot of fun. So listen, before
yeah, sounds like it.
Before I can make this happen for you, I do need to get a little information, okay?
Okay.
So I've already got your name, but I also need to get your social security number if you have that handy.
Oh, my social?
Yeah, it's just to double check that no undesirables get into the store early. So we check social security numbers at the door.
Oh, yeah, we don't want any of those getting in there.
You're funny. I like you.
I like you, too.
So, yeah, if you just give me your social security number, that's one thing that I need.
Oh, okay. It's 3-4-5-9.
Okay, wonderful. Got that.
Do you need anything else?
Yeah, actually, now that you mention it, do you have a credit card? Because if you do, I need your credit card number.
Why would you need that?
We're going to make the buying process really easy on this one. So you can pick up stuff and we'll already have your number all ready to go. So you can just charge it at any counter. So.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, super
yeah.
easy.
Hold on. Do you want all of them or just one?
You know, probably whichever credit card has the biggest balance.
Yeah, that makes sense because I do plan on buying a lot.
Wonderful.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, it's 0-5-4-5-7-9-3-2.
Awesome. That's great. So I've got your credit card number and your social security number. Now, the other thing that I'm going to need is a checking account number and a PIN code as well.
That as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's in case.
Gosh, I mean, if I go over the credit card limit, is that what's up for or what?
Well, it's in case you want to do it with your checking or your credit card. So you can be like, I want to charge this on my checking and I want to charge this on my credit card. That way we have all the information we need.
Okay. Like, do you need just the routing number or the routing and account numbers?
Both if you got them.
Okay. So the routing number is 0-35.
Okay.
And the account number is 7-5-9-1-8-4.
Got it. Okay. Perfect.
You got it.
Yeah. And what's your PIN code? You know the code you use.
My PIN code? 6-7-1.
All right. Cool. Well, thank you for all of that. And I think you are all ready for the sale of the year, girl.
Awesome. I'm so excited. Oh, my God.
Just a real quick question. Are any of those accounts password protected?
Oh, yeah. I do have a call-in password for my checking account.
Oh, I might need that.
Yeah. So that one is, of course, diamonds and heels.
Nice. That's a really good password for that. Great. All right, sweet. So I have all of your personal information right here in the palm of my hand.
Do you need anything else from me, or should I expect an email from you? What happens next? Do I need a special, like, badge to get in, or what?
No, I think what happens next is I tell you that the sale isn't real, and this is actually a prank phone call.
Hold on, what?
This is a prank phone call.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
This is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
So you're making a prank phone call from me?
No, I'm not. I'm making a prank phone call from a radio show called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. And your friend Katie set you up.
Katie?
Yeah.
I was planning on inviting her to the sale with me. Is that still okay?
No, it's not. I'm trying to tell you that this is a joke. And your friend Katie set you up for the joke.
So you're serious about the sale, but you're joking about this being a prank phone call?
No, I was.
Right?
No, the sale is made up. And your friend Katie wanted me to call you because she said that you're too gullible with people about your personal information.
What? That's lame.
Yeah. So she thought it would be funny if I called you and tried to get personal information from you to see if it would actually work. And it obviously did. Am I making sense now?
So there isn't a sale.
No.
And Katie set you up to call me.
Yes. As a joke.
Oh, she's silly.
Okay. So did you learn a lesson at all from this whole thing?
Oh, I mean, I guess I learned that there's no sale now, so that's kind of sad.
That is a big bummer. I'm sorry to do that to you.
Oh, yeah, but they still have a lot of sales, so there's probably a real one coming up soon. I'll just have to go to that one instead.
All right. Cool. Well, you enjoy that sale when it comes up, and tell your friend Katie I said hi, okay?
I will. Bye-bye.
Bye.